It's time to talk footy for Tony Barlow Menswear. The style, quality and service.
Ah, yes. Dockers and Eagles derby tickets available after 8 o'clock. But this man is a fourth pillar of football from the Fremantle Football Club, Michael Barlow. G'day, Mickey.
Morning, Millsy. How are you?
Doing all right. I've been reading a bit about you this week, that you've made a foray into the world of apps on telephone as a key investor.
I have, a while ago, myself and Gary Kibbertson, as well as the two lower boys who were really good mates with. Obviously, Nick used to play over here at Fremantle, but it's a little bit of a probably different avenue into kind of the entertainment industry, I think. A lot of players buy into pubs and that kind of stuff, restaurants, cafes, but we've gone a little bit the opposite way and just bought into the way to pay, making it easier for you to pay when you're at the pub there for you, Millsy.
What's the app called, Michael?
It's called the Aston Club. Yeah, so it's making good ground in Melbourne at the moment in the entertainment industry, and the boys that are in charge of it are really trying to lock down the eastern states before we get a good look at it over the west, but hopefully not too far away.
When you're featured in the Financial Review, you know you're up there with all the big league as far as business people are concerned. More importantly, are you playing on Sunday?
Yeah, well, everything's looking pretty promising at the moment, but we've got our main training session tomorrow. I had a really solid hit out early in the week and a bit of training yesterday, but yeah, main training tomorrow. I've been putting my hand up for selection, yeah, definitely, but match committee will sit and make a decision on myself, as well as they've got a fair bit on their plate this week. So tomorrow is our main training session, and I think a squad of 25 will come out today, and it'll all become a lot clearer tomorrow, Arvo, when we finalise our 22.
Just to drill down a little bit, Michael, you said you had a solid session earlier in the week and you did a bit of training yesterday. How much training have you actually done this week?
Yeah, really, basically a match kind of simulation training earlier in the week to get sprint distance and all that kind of, and a bit of tackling and all that kind of stuff, as well as a lot of kicking and running, obviously. That was really early in the week. And then I did about half of the session yesterday. And then, as I said, main training session tomorrow, and all indications are pointing to the fact that I'll do all of that and be available for selection.
So you think you're right to go?
I do. I'll say that to you, yes.
You said that weeks ago.
That's good
that
news.
You'd be ready.
That's a big story,
the
too.
The criticism at Fremantle at the moment is that the intensity that Ross's game plan takes is no longer there, that you're not capable of doing that as a team. Do you agree with that, or has the other teams woken up to the way that you play your game?
No, not at all. I think we're right to cop some criticism over the last couple of weeks because we haven't played well enough in certain areas of the game. Against Sydney, we weren't hard enough and we weren't strong enough at the football. Against Kangaroos, that can't be questioned. Our endeavour and our attack on the ball was first class, and it was just our composure with the ball and our ball use. So, unfortunately, over the last few weeks, there's been one or two little aspects of our game that have been falling away. But across the board, we think we're in really good shape and in good condition. And that's one area we've really focused on this week, is the ball movement side of things.
Cool. Well, we asked Coxie earlier in the week, if you had to pick a player from Fremantle to take, he would have taken someone. If you had to pick one player from the West Coast Eagles to slot into your lineup, who would you take?
Jeez, that's a tough one, isn't it?
He said Michael Walters. Michael Walters was Coxie's first pick. He loves Michael Walters.
Who would you pick?
Yes. Jeez. Be nice to have Josh Kennedy up and going, I suppose, in a two-prong forward line for the Dockers.
So you don't rate Pav?
Well, I said two-pronged.
All right.
What does that even mean? What does two-pronged even mean? But
hey, good luck, mate. Hopefully you play. They certainly need you back in the engine room, and we wish you all the very best.
No, thanks, guys. We'll talk next week.
Good on you, Michael Barlow, inside the Dockers camp.